very clean on that rhythm. And then you got to know that 21. Le-e-ba. One, two, three, and then. Okay, you got to know that move. One more time at 13. Once we do all this work on this, then just apply it to the rest of the song. Ready? 13. All the ladies singing, and. Fall off at 21. Le-ba. Don't get lazy on the descending pitch. Le-ba. Don't let it sag. One last time. Better. Now do all this we just did. We're going to go on. A one, two. Sopranos, just flip that hybrid. That seemed to help you. Just kind of go next door for a second and then move on. Don't give it a lot of thought. Alto is a little bit more in measure 35, 36, the suspension. And alto is, when you do bottom page 5, measure 30, can you just find a little darker sound? It's a little too bright.
Okay.
Measure 30, page 5. Come on, do whatever the pitch is. Yeah, it's just a little too bright. Okay? And tenors, you tend to be have a little bit of a soprano issue of being behind on the rhythm. Measure 34, for example. Not all of you agree where beat 3 is. Which is telling you you're not counting. You just hear someone do it and then you catch them. Right? So just make sure you move it yourself on beat 3. On that part, for example, and it happens again someplace else it was too. Okay, let's do from page 5, measure 25. Excellent sopranos. Now bottle it and do it every time, right? You were a tip lazy. I forget where now. Measure 25, page 5. Ready? Now that you got it all down, trying to feel the phrasing. Ready and. Six when you are exposed there. And you got, and what? It's got a real pristine there, real. Here's that. The image I like to use about all stuff like this is it's like this glass of water, clear water, and you put, it's beautiful, it's so pure, it's wonderful. And you put one drop of food dye, red color in there, and the whole glass is red. So that's when one person gets that, it's just like polluting the whole thing, right? So don't take it as a stressful thing, just think that's what kind of comes out. Are we clear with the parts over there? Okay. Good. Can we go on? This is the next part. Just make sure, gentlemen, you all are to bass and tenors. You take my yoke. Really find that high singing voice so you don't get, take my yoke. We don't want to kind of bring up the whole kitchen sink. This is going to be from measure 41, top of page 7. This is like the end of Food Rest. Sing if you want, sing if you don't. Top of there, 2. There's 15 basses and 7 tenors, that's, what's that, 22? You got to all do it at the same time. I heard like about pretty accurate over here, very together over here, not together at all in here. So that comes across as not together at all, right? Now, what I mean by not together, you're not moving at the same time, you're not singing the same vowel, you're not all in the right pitch. Besides that, it was great. No, it's not bad. We're just tweaking. It's not bad. You could probably sing it for your friends right now. They'd say, oh, that's lovely. Okay? But it's just not all together. Okay? And remember, breathe at the start of 45. So it's, take my yoke. Don't be, take my yoke. Don't come in muscular, right? You can start breathing actually measure 41 for all I care. So you have 3, 6, 9, 12, 14 beats to breathe, and I guarantee 90% of you are going to breathe on the 14th beat. So just back it up and take a lot of air, okay? All righty, just 41 again, and up. You know what they are? Making your intonation a little off. Learn and you. Okay? So just make sure you take my yoke upon you. Just really pull that out. And learn. Just watch those two words and make sure you have a little better vowel. Little, whatever you need to do to get a little less tension here. And I love when you learn. That was a really nice phrase. Okay, one more time, we're going to go on. You see what's coming up, everyone else? Before I am, look what's coming up next, so hopefully avoid train wrecks. Same thing, 41, please. Just watch your counting and line that up. And I think it's whenever you see him going from a composer, him or her, going from like four parts to one part, something in your brain should go, okay, that's interesting. Why'd they do that? Right? And I think it's because, from my opinion, it's because we're unifying the concept of all the stuff that we've all got our own different things. But if we take his yoke upon us, we'll find rest, all of us. There's an equality to it. So it goes to unison. So it doesn't need to be loud. It needs to be in tune and accurate. Okay? Gentlemen, page 8. Lovely. Gave me goosebumps. That was awesome. Okay? Can we do another crack at pick up the 53? Or I am meek. It was pretty good. It just needs another run through. And I loved it. For I am meek and lowly. I was a little bit more of the music. Ready? 1, 2, 3, breathe. Good. Really, really nice. Just three things. Make sure you lift up the notes. So meek, for example, says, I am meek and lowly. The second you just hang out on meek, it loses its beauty. So when you have a note, just kind of just feel like you're meek instead of meek, all right? And make sure you look up for the cutoff on beat two. Heart and you, right? Just watch me for the cutoff clean there. That was great.
Yes.
Can we do it from top of eight last measure? One, two, three, breathe. Because I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. And some of you just don't want to take it. Okay, can we go on? No, we got to do it again. Top of eight last. Actually, let's go back bottom seven with the boys. So 41. Two. Back to the beginning. Two, three. Feeling that we're slowing down, and that's why the rhythm's falling apart. I'm retarding later. Rest unto your soul. Okay? Retard means gradually slowing down. And we always want to delay just before, in this case, soul, so then we delay that arrival point. Hey, awesome. One sec. Better, way better. I'm talking about middle of page eight, last note. You sing the word and. Just make sure it's clean. That time was better, but the first couple times it was, and you, instead of, and you, that glottal attack, and you, instead of, and you, just be careful of that. Very clean. Yeah. Frank, was it? Megan?
Oh, sorry. Really quick, the rest, are we supposed to say rest, or are we supposed to just kind of glide into the next?
Where's the word rest?
Where you shall find rest.
Rest unto.
Okay.
So the rule is for that, if we were all professionals and we had more time,
gotcha.
I might show you some variations. But for our purposes, whenever you're connecting a word, connect the consonant to the next word.
Okay.
So in this case, rest unto.
Got it.
Now I might rest unto. It's a little more sophisticated, but we don't have
to talk. I just didn't want to.
No, in general, connect the consonants. It's a very good question. In general, connect the consonants to the next word. Just cleans it all up. Okay? Makes it easier. Okay? All right, good. Let's go on back to page 10, please. Now we're almost there. We just need to kind of really remember where we are in the song. So let's do it once, bottom of 10, and see what you remember. Actually, Emma's going to start page 10, top, measure 69, so you get an intro. Two, three. Start to breathe. Parts. I'm paying a lot of attention to sopranos. Are you sorting everything out on page 12 and 13? Any issues?
Yeah.
No.
Howard, any issues 12 and 13?
No, it's hard to find. It's hard to find the notes. Number 89.
Yeah.
Okay, so your note, Howard, is right off the Sopranos. I am God. You pick it up off the Sopranos.
For the baritones, all of the basses know about them.
Oh. I am God. So if you don't have that note as a baritone, just go, Howard, watch. I'm doing a concert just coming up next May, and they got me singing a low bass, and there's like a low C, play a low C, like bass low C. I don't have. If I drink a six pack, I might have. So I'm just literally going. And that's why they're paying me to sing a low notes, but no one's got a low C, not my age. So anyway, you might set them out there, okay? You might set them out there. But how you get it, it's in the left hand of the bass, Howard. Okay, the left sharp. And okay? Okay? Hey, awesome. Sopranos are really, really nice. Just two things. You remember the coda. Top of 12 last measure was good. Just needs to be clean on that word and again. Don't be surprised by it. I don't want any of that. Right? And then I'm really scared about the last one on page 12. Just make sure you realize it's low and find your clean. Can we do page, back to page 10 to the end, please? Up we go, please. I know what it is. Your altos, one of the things you're doing on the word, you're not seeing the word unto correctly. So make sure you sing unto instead of on. Well, it's my mouth. Unto me, come on to me. Just kick it a little more this way. So This is top of 10. Emma, please, 69 and up. Very nice, everyone. So calming. Short and crisp. Hey, have a seat, please. That's great. So the reason I was so really kind of in your face about no sloppy notes is that this song needs to be a clear glass of water, because it's otherwise if they finish across it being rest, it'll be more like anxiety. Okay? Hey, so real quick, the thing about consonants, short and crisp. Rest, grove, heart. Always short and crisp. Now, the thing about consonants, don't ever make them louder than the sound you're singing. Rest. Because remember, sound's coming out into the world, and the consonant has to get in front of that sound. So it has to be at least loud enough where, here's the sound coming out, and the consonant's loud enough where it gets in front of the sound wave. Does that make sense? If it doesn't, just think about that for a minute. Rest. The sound is going out there, but if I don't put the consonant on, it gets kind of caught behind the sound. Anyways, okay? So short and crisp and always just not louder than the sound you're making at the time. Okay? So let's go to, let's spend, I Will Arise and Go. Let's kind of woodshed this a little bit. Okay, awesome, everybody. Can we please just do the first section? So we're going to basically talk about page 5, page 8. Let's just do it once. Okay? Just remember in 2. I will
arise, and I will arise, and I will arise, and go down.
Okay? Just listen to a little bit. Voice parts. 1 and 2. Because you probably do this as a section instinctually the weakest, knowing where you are in the song. Like, when you get to page 5, measure 35, you sort of have to know where it's going. You can't sort of get there and then figure it out. You have to try to, I will arise, and I will arise, and I will arise, and go now, and go. And you have to kind of know, that's what the whole top of 5 is about, to get into measure 35. And every section you need to think about that. I'm just picking on the soprano, because yours tends, it's not even that it's bad, it tends to stick out more, because it's a soprano part, right? It's just, that's what we hear, okay? So just think ahead.
We can take it.
Think about where you are in the song so you get there and you're not trying to, oh, yeah, I need to be higher here, right? It's too late. What's that teacher's name I had at Northwestern, Ryan Edwards? And he used to say, Rush, you've got to audition a note in your head. You can't audition your note in front of the audience. Right? You got to figure out the note in your head before it ever gets out of your mouth. Otherwise, it's not going to be right. Okay, so that's number one. Just think that. Number two, you just had one little issue with parts. Page 6, measure 39. The first soprano, you lost your courage and went to the second soprano part. Just make sure you stay a third above there. And a small cabin built there of clay and wattles. You just got off your part there. Maybe because you're so proud of the high note and you said, oh, we're done. Okay, can we take it one more time? I heard some guys come in early, but I figure you'll sort that all out, right? You have some counting errors, okay? All right, so we're going to do this at least twice more. So just do one more time to kind of make it clean, and then we'll see if we can make some music out of it, okay? Voice of piano part. Please, ready, bang.
I will arise and
courage is something on measure 39 built there. So let's get into it and see if you can hear it. Don't sing, just listen in a small cabin. 1 and. Right. So number one, make sure you turn the page and sing the same note. And a small cabin built there of clay. Right. Can have all the girls right there, please. And a small 1 and. All the ladies. G. G flat. Cool. A one, and. Build there of clay. We just sing those four notes. Build there of clay. Ready? And.
Build there of clay.
Again, go.
Build there of clay.
Okay, build there again. Go on this time. Ready? And. Flat on the wattles, put an arrow going down. Clay and wattles made. You're not going long enough on wattles. And it is there to say no, it's the second surprise. Okay, hey, going back, we're trying to make music on this. Can we start back to five again? Every time you have, I will arise and go now, that, look up please. I will arise and go now, that kind of feel instead of, I will arise and go now. Just a little bit more primitive sounding. Not too much, just the thought of it. So every time you have that idea, whenever you have the long notes, go now and go to Innisfree. Very legato, very legato. And a small cabin build there. Oh, just phrase it more. And then gentlemen, when you come in tenors, be very strong. Nine bean rows, because it's the first time we've heard you. And you're the only ones on that part. So just more volume there and more marcato. And basses, not B, E flat, please. Nine, will I have, just a little bit more primal. Don't overdo it, right? Because I know basses will get off on this.
Will I have.
Just the idea of a little bit more, you know, primitive sound, just a tip more, okay? Can we do this part again? Sopranos on the word go, the high note on the word go, measure 35, just pitch it high and then lift it. Ready? Piano part, please. And ready? And.
I will arise and go.
And I need more than her. All I hear is her. I know she's in the front row, but there's still like 14 of you. Okay? Ready? And up.
I will arise and go. I will arise and go.
That go just and go and go, just be right there instead of that, okay? And are you ever gonna get stop being chicken about your first sentence for sopranos? I will arise and I will arise and I will arise. You're just so tentative there. I will, I will, I will, I will again. Ready and get apart.
I will arise and I will arise and go.
I will
arise and go now.
Up
and go to Innisfree.
Two, one, and two.
And a small cabin built there of clay and bottles made.
Oh,
nine rows will I have. Be loud, Blade. Isn't that a cool lyric, by the way?
Not so cool.
What's that?
The whole poem.
It's so cool. The poem is so cool. And be, you all get it, right? It's all the bees are. You ever see that, right? You get into a glade and there's lots of bees. Loud. Let's go on. Skip all the way to the next time we do sort of this stuff. This is page 13. Okay, here we go. I will arise and I will arise. One. Ready? And piano part.
I will arise.
the different words in your mouth. Let's do it again, please. I would love to see more crescendo at measure 97, bottom page 13. I'd love to see more crescendo. Bass and baritone, how are we doing on your Debussy? 92, let's do the basses, please. 92, bass alone. Ready, and.
I will arise and go.
It sounded so easy, I thought you were too low. There had, in my own voice, like when I'm singing a note correctly and it feels easy, I feel like it's, I'm not going to be able to explain this in a minute. But you sang the note so effortlessly, I thought you must have been wrong. It's an E flat, right? I thought it was going to be a little more vocal struggle and there wasn't. Am I making any sense whatsoever? Let's move on. Okay, good. Let's do it again, please. Remember that whole thing about moving notes matter. Always night and day. Right, you have the moving note in measure 97, second soprano. Whenever you have moving notes, bring those out. Lapping with low sound, sound by the shore, sound by. Make sure the moving note's good. 11, and hopefully we'll go on. Top of 11.
Top of 11.
Oh, 13. Sorry, my glasses. Thank you. 13. From here, it looks like actually 9. 11, 13. Ready, and.
I will arise and go. I will arise and go. I will arise and go.
Where you go? Awesome on shore, top of 14. That was excellent. That was awesome. Good. Cool. Why did I stop? Oh, yeah, there's too many breaths going on. Top of 13, otherwise known as Russ's page 11. I will arise and go now for all. There's no breath before 4. Okay? Maybe I'll let sopranos key a little bit of one if you're desperate to get the high note, but there's no breath there. I healing water lapping with low. No breath between lapping and with. Okay? Can we go all the way to top 15 last note? And the reason I'm doing this is so you can really get this coda. Okay? This last note. One and. This is something I want you to work on for next year, okay? I don't think I've ever said this to the Shoreline Chorale. If I have, it's been only once or twice. And it's going to sound like a slam, but it's just going to be something to work on for next year. A good choir can start any place. I said top of 13 last note, and some of you are still trying to figure out top of 15 last note. Top of 15 last note, some of you are still trying to find out where you are, okay? So try and see where you are. Top of 15 last note. Top of 15 last note. One and.
I hear it in the deep heart's core.
So tenors. That's just on a high note. We're starting in the middle of the section. One and.
I hear it.
Five. Bottom of 14, 104. Measure 104. Bottom 14, measure 104. Ready? And. awesome, everybody. That's the first time I heard a mistake I was anticipating was going to happen. Make sure last measure, page 16, in the deep heart, no, in the deep heart's core. Just circle that one, it's different. It's been in the deep heart's core, in the deep heart's core, in the deep heart's core. So it's augmentation, double the time there, double the time there. Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Let's just touch base on the two other sections, please, and then we'll just run it. Excellent job, everybody. This is back to page 8. Very nice. Very nice. Do you remember vaguely, I was talking about the different character values in the spiritual, the deal with these, what's that called? Last week, we did last week.
The sage.
When our voices rise. Now, when remember that someone was like bouncy, someone more like God, I remember that speech vaguely. Try and apply that here, even though we're still learning notes. And I shall have some peace there. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. Drop. A little more bouncy, don't drag there. Remember that, baby. I'm sorry, I sort of have like I've had a brain fart the last 3 minutes. I'll try and pull it together. My brain is like, what am I trying to say? So can we go from top of 8, and I'll see if I can figure it out. Top of 8, measure 55. This is the piano part. Ready? Up there. Don't worry about the words. Four other parts of the words. Just keep that voice up there. Keep that air spinning. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow. You just got to keep those two notes in tune. You're not singing melody, you're kind of singing the harmony. Everyone again, top of 8, last measure. No, sorry, piano part, go into it. Ready? And. Got the space, space. But you gotta start at the very top of your range. It can't be. It's gotta be. Just start way up high, okay? Two measures again. One and two. Are you scared of it? Just pitch it high. One and. Sopranos, better on 59 and 60, but then 61 on those E flats, just keep tuning. For peace comes dropping slow. Just keep tuning. It's sagging, it's sagging, it's sagging. Okay? One more time. Intro, better though. One and two and. Hi, so you got and.
Send the
just it needs to be more together. Remember earlier in rehearsal I was talking about how part of the room was right, part of the room was wrong. So it's just not all together. Top of nine, just ready, drop it wrong, ready, and. Can we find a pretty place in your voice, ladies?
Drop it from.
Just needs more.
Draw. Oh, drop.
It's this way again. It needs to be that way. Ready one more time. Ready.
Draw it from the veils of the morning.
Better. Do it again. That's better. Not louder. Just draw. It's a
draw. I feel like I've done Corleone.
Ready. And.
Draw it from the veils of the morning. Dropping from.
Going on, please. Going on. And look at the whole next three phrases. Midnight's all a glimmer and moon's a purple glow. And evening falls on the linnet tree. This is the big one. And evening full of linnet. Be clear on that rhythm there. So. There, midnight's all. One and. I'm doing an exercise. Emma's going to play just the first note of every measure. There, mid, lin, right? Okay, just listen to what the real notes you got to listen to. One, and, there. Those are the notes you really got to hang your hat on. Kind of see where it's going. One more time, exact same thing. One, and. So don't get all tossed up. Midnight's all a glimmer and moon a purple rose. Glow, whatever it is. Okay, ready? There. Now, part please. One and.
Midnight's all a glimmer and moon a purple glow.
One and two.
And evening's all of a little.
Nice. Very good. Remember that whole thing, one more minute on this. Remember that whole thing about there's four language systems you're processing at one time in singing? There's what's the rhythm, the long and short, what's the pitch, the high and low, what's the words, the vowels, the consonants, etc. And then I call the fourth the nuance. This should be loud, should be soft, this is legato, this is marcato. You're processing all those separate and diverse language systems at the same time. Right? So when all else fails, you remember the one that's supposed to be most important? The rhythm. So bottom of 11, and evening full of lit. Be good on the rhythm, then you have a fighting chance to be good on everything else. But if 60 of you take your own opportunity to sing the rhythm wherever you want because you're not sure, it all falls apart. So it's rhythm first, pitch second, words third, and nuance fourth. And that's why singers are always told they're not following dynamics and stuff. Because it's just overload. Here it's not too bad, but a lot of music, look at the bass part on page 11, for example. Well, let's look top of 11, where it says up tempo. It always says that in the soprano part. It doesn't say it in the second soprano part. It doesn't say it in the alto part. It doesn't say it in the bass parts that are resting there. So, I mean, your eyes have to look that far to see that it says, oh, back to tempo. Do you get my point? So singers always let go of dynamics, and our instrumental colleagues call us dumb. No, it's just we have to think about more. Okay? So just think about rhythm first, pitch second, words third, and then nuance fourth. Rhythm first, okay? Good. I think that's, let's just stand up and do the whole thing. Sucker, behave, sucker. So I'm going to start with the solo measure 27. And the only thing you guys should be thinking about, any of you, but the only thing you guys should be thinking about is listen to your voice. Are you feeling that? And get rid of that. Oh, I get it. He wants me to sing like this. Oh, not like that, okay? And it's happened. By the way, I think it happens all the time. But you're just as guilty of it. It's just not as obvious because you're lost in the middle there. Right? They just can't get away with it. You guys can get away with it. Okay?
Yeah.
Awesome job, Chris. Awesome job, Atlas. Everybody. Great job. All things new. Nice job. Next week, we take a crack at Holmes. That's the last one that's given us some tissues, too, and then we take a good shape. God, it'd be great to see you through this and say, put it away. So what is going to need to be reminded? Okay, so just quick talk through, just to remind you. This is one of those songs like Come Unto Me where you just need not have any scooping around, sliding around. Keep that in mind. And then page 3, just tenors, make sure, because there's only 7 of you. Strength through weakness. Right, just as loud as you got, as strong as you got there. Okay? On the melody. Yeah, this is one of those ones, the best singing you've done in my brain right now, or some of the best singing you've done, is that time, a few rehearsals back, we're working on La Vita e Bella. We were really working on this kind of singing like this as opposed to like that, and you really got that. So think about that a lot in this. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Right? Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He is making all things new. Think about praising in the song. And then the real crux of the piece is twofold. Page 6, please. I mean, as far as challenges, I think you're going to have. Just making sure the last measure, page 6, the sopranos are really clear, first and second sopranos, on what's going on. You play it once, he's been all things new. Soprano part on page 6. And again, it's a big case of, and what Emma's going to do this time, choir, is she's going to play the soprano part, he's making all things, and then she's going to play the entire chord on new. So just get here, see how you fit in. Ready? Listen. You got to think of sort of a D major chord there. Now you guys are just up on that third. Okay, and then alto's. Second verse should be fine. Just remember the phrasing stuff. Remember the moving parts. I'm looking at page 10, for example, for the middle parts. Pain, after, all moving parts. Remember the O's are really important because they lead into the next word. You don't say gleam, you say, oh, gleam after gloom. Oh, love after loneliness. So the O is given impact to the other word. And then alpha and omega, top 13. Just remember tenor's your essence there. Springs of living. Just remember your part there, and you should be good. And then look at the page turn note. Sopranos and altos, sopranos, first and second, just hold up on that. You play chord top of 14, and you got it. Now play the D. Play the chord, and then resolve the D like this. You don't do that this time. You just stay up on me. Does that make sense? Okay? All right. So, why don't we give the world sitting down first and then we go. Thank you. lots of good stuff. Just a couple things come to mind, and let's work the beginning again. First thing that came to mind is, like, you did really pretty well, ladies, on the entrance. And then when you sang the word gain, something came up that I don't think I've talked about. So if you're singing, can I have a G, please? G sharp, I guess. Yes. Gain. So you came in on gain way stronger than you finished on ness. So it really sticks out. Now maybe it's because eh is a closed vowel. Maybe you were full of yourselves there. You love that part. I don't know. But light after darkness, gain. Right? I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was enough to make me notice, right? Light after darkness, gain. Okay, that's number one. Basses, I just want the bass and tenors to get another crack at page 3. Just, I'm not sure you're all together in our crown at the cross bases, okay? So this is strength, tenors, excellent. Piano part, and F sharp on F on the chair, I put an arrow going up, and on the cross I put an arrow going up basses. Because you just a little under on it. Don't sing it louder, sing it higher, just a tip higher. Okay? Great, great, great. And I think the other thing that's tripping up a little bit on this is just, again, crown. So just really think kind of deeply. Crown as a crown. Just feel that space, that space, that space. Okay? Everything else was really, really pretty good. I love the Alpha and Omega from both the boys and the girls on page 5. Both of them felt very lovely. Top 6, great. Second soprano, make sure you take a lift after your resolution on T. Watch what it is. T, E, P. Some of you are lingering there. And boy, I'd love to hold new longer, but it's just not pretty yet. No. Okay? So we just make sure we sing a nice ooh vowel. And I think part of the second soprano is when you're resolving down, you're just pushing it too much. Remember when the first come undo in whatever the earlier I said, just kind of go for it. Go next door lightly. Do the same thing here. Because it's just getting out of whack on the resolving notes. So, okay? Besides, that was great. Because I'd like to take a little more time. He is. I kind of felt rushed that time because I wanted to move on. It was not great. Okay, let's go on to the second verse. Actually, let's do the whole thing again. Same thing. Every note has to be pure, pure, pure. Look up. Good singing, ladies. That's one of the fewest times I can remember when you go down low where you don't. You kept everything up in the right spot. It was really, really lovely. So this brings up that when it all sucks, you don't know where the sucking begins or where it ends. But when it's all really good, the sucking really stands out. So make sure you light. There was a little bit of suckage in it. All right? It just wasn't. Okay, one more time. By the way, that's an original Russ Henry 4. I got a copyright on that bad boy. 3, 4. I said it hundreds of times in 40 years. But I think I made it up. Something starts. Breathe. To get the pitch in your head. And. Warm. Strength. Paul.
He is making all things new.
Oh, now build this in.
Springs of living water.
Before I forget, going all the way back to page 4, one of the two things I remember. Sopranos, on the word bitter, I think you're having a little trouble with the low C sharp because you're trying to find a harmony part, I think. So just circle, remind me next time. Sweet, sweet after bitter. You want to go sweet after bitter. It's sweet after bitter. So I'll put an arrow going down on tur. Yeah, question?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Top of 14.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was everything. Yeah, I'll get it. Yeah.
Okay.
The top of 14. I'm not sure. I tried that way. What I did was I held you guys on the word new. Till I cut everyone off at the same time, so I actually held you longer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try it different the next time. I haven't decided how I want to do it. Because it's two different effects. He wrote it that She wrote it that way, so... there must be a reason.
I kind of like the
paper. Yeah, it's easier, but
yeah.
I guess Elaine is a really clever person, and I mean that as a compliment, not an insult. And I think if she did that way, she wants a certain effect there, so I got to think about it. I might even email her now. Okay, but the world goes round. Nice job, everybody. Excellent. Thank you. care about one thing when they listen to this song. Does anyone know what it is?
Sure.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
No one's paying attention too much to the harmonies. We just gotta have that. Sometimes you're happy. You gotta get your face out of your music. You gotta wink at the guy in the second row. It's just gotta be fun. Okay? 5, 6, 7, 8. Remember to sing a third higher.
Somebody who's
sound, ready, and... The part we just did, no one's gonna give a crap. You just gotta go, I don't know what I'm singing, but I'm smiling. Okay? I mean, obviously get the part right, but it just, I barely noticed. Okay? The next part, the bass is, I don't know what's going on there. And one day it's kicks, bass alone, one, two, three. Somebody loses and somebody wins, and one day it takes and it skates in the shin. Ba 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 ba. Good. From, let's take it from 65, somebody loses. Two, ready, and
somebody loses and somebody wins.
And one day it kicks and it kicks in the shin.
Wow, cool, cool. Awesome, awesome. And maybe a little less volume, maybe a little more volume. Okay, if you got it. Cool. So I want to try. No, that's good. Put it away. Green Grove of Laurels. So this song really has this kind of like introduction. Green Grove of Laurels. Just take it nice and easy, very mellow. So basically the idea is no one knows what they're about to get on page 4. It's another ballad.
Green Grove of Laurels, soft as the...
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful first page. And you won't really hear it for the violin and the drums or everything, but that kicks into the groove. So first page is kind of like, you know, almost like Gregorian chant intoning the tune. And then we get to the tune. Hey, remember letter A, the oohs are almost as more important than the melody. And remember the things that bring out. The moving notes. Have that, please. Right, remember that? And out of the long notes, can you really feel this? Look, everyone. Da, 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 da. So two different ideas. Two different ideas. Time out. Oh, and we do know?
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, it's fine. You know, good. But just don't forget what's important about that thing. We're doing, I don't care if you're doing la-di-da, to tell you the truth, as long as you get the groove. Okay? And then again, again on page 7, the same thing, upper two parts. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da. A combination between the moving notes bouncing and the long notes swelling. One last thing to compare it with, or two last things, page 9. Just writing your music, start softer. I wrote a letter, I wrote a letter. More. You wrote me 9, you wrote me 9. More. You can love letters, said keep your love letter. More. I will keep mine, more, I will keep mine, green. Lower, get it? So page 9 and 10 are getting louder, louder, louder. And please notice on page 10, letter F, look what's going on in the piano part. That's really cool. Because it's been, and then just, green grow the laurels, and look at the next bottom of the page. Da 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 da. Dun, 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 diggy, 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 bum. Then we're back into the tune. Get it? So be aware of that. So make sure you keep the rhythm going, letter F. Make sure you hit the bejesus out of beat 1 and 3. Okay? So I want to hear that bump, 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 dun, 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 dun. Okay? And then don't forget the very end.
Perhaps in the future our heart will renew, slows down.
Right? So it goes back like one. Okay. All right, so up we go, please.
Ron, on section A for the counters, you had told us at one point to say, sing O. Do you still want us to do
yes.
O?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Six, seven. Oh, sorry. Six, seven, eight. More sound. Okay? Honestly, because I don't think you're getting the point. What I want is da 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 da. I'm here. I need more of the percussive aspect of it, okay? And then the same thing on the ladies. Surprise me. Some of you sing ooh, some of you sing oh, some of you sing ah, just no ease. Okay? And then the last thing is put your music down. Let's do it from the beginning. No music. No music. No music. Down. No music. No music. Put your music down. Ready? Three, four.
Thank you.
everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Emma.
She didn't know it.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, go UConn, huh?
Yes.
So one of the things I say to like people like practicing at home, it depends. If you play piano, it's easier. But some people, if you just say the words, practice the words in rhythm, it's helpful.
Yeah, that was really good.
Uh-huh. I'm going to Madison tomorrow. Yeah.